things come out of line.
Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on, get your freak on.
Kind of a, well, I don't want to say lame. Well, yeah, lame Freak Show Friday. Interesting Freak Show Friday. Not even where we started out, ending up Freak Show Friday.
Some people are mad at us now, but what's new?
Catfish kind of a Friday. We got one thing and it was another.
I do feel like we've been catfish. Come on.
All right. Yeah, Darren called in, emailed us originally, and you can do it too if you're a freak or you know somebody that might be good for Freak Show Friday. JoeAndAlexShow@gmail.com and started talking about how, I'm so confused about how he is kind of weird. He's a freak that he'll go home at work from work at lunchtime and he'll go look through his neighbor's mail, which is a federal crime. We've confirmed that with multiple people. That's illegal to do.
I mean, sure, it's a federal crime. It's illegal. But on the scheme of things compared to everyone else we've had for Freak Show Friday, kind of boring. Just going to throw that out there.
True, but illegal for sure. I don't know if everything we've done has been illegal.
But what made it interesting was Darren's voice sounded very borderline, like it almost was like a woman using an app or something to trick us.
Hey guys, so basically I'm a freak because I love going through people's mail and just like I love to know like where they're getting mail from, like what's their deal. Like I'm so interested in my neighbor's mail.
So I mean
that's a woman. I mean, sorry, not sorry. I don't care. Just be honest. I mean, and then he went so far as to really, really deny it. Like, we were like, it's totally cool. We're trying to understand here. And then
the voice changed up a little bit. It sounded like throughout there, too.
Yeah.
Not like your voice can sometimes squeak.
Totally.
But it was like, it sounded like an app or something.
Totally like sounded like computerized, or they were talking through some kind of device, like one of those children's microphone toys or something. Jordan said, how many people are getting mad over this? This is stupid. This is a radio show. You guys listen for Freak Show Friday. Joe and Alex make it fun. You need to chill. She was definitely a woman. A lot of people are saying, you guys were so insensitive. Like,
no,
come
it
on.
Just, we're listen, if you're trying to pull one on us, you're not, I mean, it's possible. I mean, we're not 100% proof, but I'm not going to let it happen.
I mean, I guess we just can't please anybody because every other Friday you guys say, that was fake and you guys didn't call it out and it was totally a prank call. And then, we believe it and don't say anything. And then this time we actually think it might be fake and we say something, then you don't like that either. So.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey,
Angela.
Hey, Angela. You're on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday.
Hey.
What did you want to say today?
Well, I have never called in before to a radio show, and I'm in my 40s, but I'm calling in to say, outside of this one specific person, if you think about it in terms of just people in general, I mean, to say that someone sounds like they're, like you don't believe them just because their voice is higher is, I don't know. I understand why he's offended. And to me, it's more a concern of how people in general feel if they call in, if they have a high voice or a low voice, or I don't know, just the assignment that he's more effeminate because
did
he has
you
a high
hear
voice.
The voice? Though?
It
no,
sounded
I get you.
Computerized.
Did you?
Yes.
But it changed. Like nobody, my voice is the same. I might get louder.
Yeah. I don't care if someone has a low voice or a high voice, like Joe is saying. It's the fact that it sounded fake and computerized, and like there's no way that was it really authentic a voice of any human.
I don't know if I heard computer generated. I don't know. For me, it was just a matter of if it is a guy, I bet he feels really crappy about himself. And he probably hears it all the time if it is a guy. He probably has people saying that to him all the time. Oh my God, you sound like a woman, which then you call into a radio show to talk about something else and he's like, damn, I can't get... Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He can't get away from it.
No.
He can't get away from
valid
it.
Valid points, of course, and we don't want to... That's why we were like, we're not trying to be mean. It just, especially in our headphones, sounded very weird.
When you're talking, and you're talking high or low, and then it changes like a pitch, not like a, like you're... voice goes up accidentally because you're going through puberty. I just question it, that's all. And, I mean, if you've heard Freak Show Friday in the past... You know we've had some crazy people
crazy
on the
things.
Show.
Crazy things, which we don't care. We love. That's what the point of this segment is. But, I mean, we got to keep it real with you guys, and we want to always be as honest as possible. And if we think something's fake or somebody's trying to prank us and prank you listening, then I feel like we got to say something.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for your call. Thank you, everybody else, like getting through this morning. And if you have anything else, Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. Also, we got this up on our Facebook, I almost said Facebook Friday, our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook page. We can hear from you there, too.
Nick said people need to grab a Mital and a Snicker bar and chill out. My God, seriously, it's Freak Show Friday. Chill.
Does Mital help you chill out?
Yeah.
I thought it was for cramps and stuff.
Well, it does help with pain, but I think it also helps regulate your mood swings.
There you go. I'll have to get me some of that then. All right, Joe and Alex Show, you can check us out on all the social media.